then when there was death following them. Went to Tzoah, took a while, death overcame them. So they lived in a cave, and they had their old father, and he was the two daughters. And they thought, there's nobody in the world. Nobody wanted to associate them. They knew that there are other people in the world, but nobody wanted to associate. They will never get married. So Lot has lost his sons. He has two daughters. They will never remain married, and Lot has no offspring. So they thought it's a mitzvah to have children from their father. It was not before Matan Torah. And while a goy, and there's a question whether a goy has a mitzvah to marry his daughter, but it certainly was something dovish or gnai, something very nasty, and incest was even in the time of those days, it was something, if it was an isa, punishable by misa, it's not clear, maybe not, but the Shema mitzvah doesn't entail it, but it's a midirah mekuna smasa behemah, and therefore it's certainly something, a big gnai. But they thought they rather have that suffer, that deny, but they want those to have children. They want to have children. So they did this, they meant Lashem Shammai. But they knew Lot would never be Maskim. Lot, after all, is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, and so forth. So they made him shikah. They gave him things to drink. I mean, the method how to do these things, they learned in Sodom. This is the way Sodom did. A lot of things were done that time. But Lot was not to be blamed for. Although they say at the second night he noticed something, but he drank again. He noticed something. Whatever it is, but the daughters meant the Shem Shammai. So the first daughter had a child called Moab, Mayop from the father. That the second daughter also had a child, was called Amon, Ben Ami, son of my people. So, since they considered that a mitzvah, so the first daughter hurried to do the mitzvah. So she, the result was the Am Bnei Moab. The second daughter was not in such a hurry. She waited the night. Her people called Amon. Of course, they became the arch enemies of the Jewish people and so forth and so on. But the fact is that there was, in the course of times, there was a Ma'ovis called Rusa Ma'ovis, and there was Naamo Ramon. But there were many generations in between. It says here in the Gemara, between Laila Achas, Sikit Mosa, Bechirosh, and Mitzairo, that because of one night that the older daughter had did it before the younger, Kitmeso Abba Doris of Israel. She had the truth of becoming one of her offspring should become a queen in Israel, or at least connected with Malchus Bestovit, four daughters, Oved, Yishai, Dovid, Shlomo. And here, the Iro had to wait at the Chavon. Now, the Neforshim say the Posuk mentions Nama Amonis Kihola Acha Masa Ima, and it followed his Masa Ima. Now, if we look in Divra Hayom, our Divra Hayom, just Divra Hayom that we have, is a sefer written by, as you said, mentioned many times, by Ezra HaSefer. He mentions that the first 3 years the Chavon was very good. In the fourth year, there was too much pressure. All the goyim worshipped idols. All the Jews worshipped. Now came in the northern state. There was a tiny little enclave, which where the Beis Hamikdash was, Yehud. So he gave in after 3 years. After 3 years where it was good, he gave it, and the mother pushed it. He says, you have to be, you can't be old-fashioned. Everybody's doing it, so you have to do it. That's the way how things go, you know. You're old-fashioned. Still believe in the old Jewish religion, you know. Fundamentally, you're fanatic. So we have a person in Tehillim. Seidim elitzuni at ma'ot. Mitaros Kolonotis. Zaydin, means willful sinners have made a lot of fun of with me. Heavy tuning, let's own it. They made fun of me. But I have not moved from your Torah. So with Amela says, they all made fun of me. They were sinners, and I have not moved from your Torah. So I heard once a beautiful prayer. Seinim enitsuni atma'ot. The Lutzonis was atma'ot. You betrieb. You're too much. You're overdoing atma'ot. More than ma'ot. Atma'ot. Seinim made fun of me that I'm atma'ot. Too fanatic. I'm overdoing it. I only don't go away from the Torah. I'm not fanatic. I do what says Mishkanah. I haven't done anything. I'm not overdoing it. I do exactly what says Mishkanah. They make fun of me and that I'm an Atma'ot. Mishkanah. The mother made fun of him probably. The mother said, what do you mean? You still have these old things. Be a modern person. Everybody's doing it. You do it too. There's no king in the whole world that doesn't worship us. There's no capital city where they don't have capital, where they don't have art. So they do it too. So this is in the fourth year. He started to give in, and there was Avodah Zorah, and it was worse than what they had done in the time of the Shoftim. Like the 10 tribes, they also built for themselves Bomos, which means high places where they worship to Hashem, not to Bomas are not for idol worship, but which is an Issachoras outside of Issachoras. Then it comes Matzeva. Matzeva are also forbidden, like Yochim Lachor Matzeva, Shasone Hashem Alakecha, which means some stones where they pour oil over it, dedicated to Hashem, it's a Mokum Tefillah. Then comes Asherim, which is called superstition. Asherim are trees, which are supposed to bring Osher good luck. That they plant a tree, it's a fertility sign, because the tree has fruit, so you'll have children and so forth, have Asherim. I'll call Givo Gevoro, the Sahas, called Eitzran, and that's better place from the Torah, that they, on every high hill, and under each green tree, there was a shera, a boma, a tzeva, whatever. But something else was there, which we don't have in Israel. Only had in the Union. But gam kodesh oye ba'oretz. Kodesh means immorality. That means people started to engage in zanus. That means zanus. Osu gechol hatawavau hagoyim ashaorish Hashem. They did according to all the abominations of the nations which Hashem had driven out of Ibn Israel. Which means like this. If a person is in a higher Kedusha and he falls down, he falls lower than a person who is an ordinary person. In other words, since there was a Beis HaMikdash and they engaged and did the same thing that they did in Aseres HaShvatim in the northern kingdom, they became worse. That means we come Kodesh, that's an addition to it. First they did like the others did. Then it became worse. Come Kodesh over. It's always the higher the Kedusha, the higher that you climb, the harder is the fall. So it goes then, the word, the extra hay is a little hard to understand. Also, Gechol should be Gechol Tawavas HaGoy. This Gechol HaTawavas HaGoy. Not Gechol Tov, HaTov HaZerah. HaTov HaZerah means not all, indeed, but certain. Like all of certain Tov are going. Here probably means Kodesh, means Kadesho is a promiscuous woman. I mean, here it means and Zanus between unmarried people. So this is HaTov HaZerah going. So that was only 1 year. For 1 year. 3 years they were good, then the fourth year they started with bad. Vayi bashon hachamishi. Came in the fifth year, the melech Rechavam didn't take long. Melech Olo Shishat Melech Mitzrayim. Here comes to see the way the Midah can get Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo HaMelech started out, the whole thing was wrong, he married daughter of Pharaoh. So Paro should be his best friend. Becomes Shishak. Paro Shishak. Sheshonk. In Egyptian. That's the Sheshonk. And another dynasty. Comes Shishak Melech Mitzrayim against Yerushalayim. And there's no fighting. He's so overpowering. He just goes, invades the country, takes everything away. He's not bent on killing people. He's bent on retrieving all the money. There was an enormous wealth. Otzos Beis Hashem, all the treasure houses in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Otzos Beis HaMelech and all the treasures in the house of the king, Shlomo HaMelech. Imagine what gold and silver there was. And everything he took. And the Chazal say Akol means including the Kiseh. That famous throne of Shlomo HaMelech, which was made from ivory, this tremendous piece of art, is a call of everything. All the golden shields. Shlomo had so much gold, he didn't know what to do with it. So had the whole palace was plastered with golden shields. Golden shields, because there was no war. They had no war, so they didn't need any shields for actual warfare. It was only for pieces of art. Because he took everything. I said, oh, it's Shlomo. So it says in Medrash Tanchuma, At Motzei She'ein Hazon Bo Eila Al Yedei Rifyon Yudayim Min HaTorah. The Hazon, the enemy comes, the cause is you stop learning Torah. In Divrei HaYomim, it says like this, when Rechavam settled his own Malchus, he started to, at the beginning, he built 45 cities, he started to establish himself. When he became stronger, Ozav is Torah Hashem, he forsook Torah Hashem, the Holy Spirit Ima. That means the first thing it started, they didn't learn Torah. Nachum put their finger on where does it start, how does it come, you don't put learn Torah anymore. And so, that's why it comes this rapid sinking down from the high Madrega to the low Madrega. Ma onsho, Olo Shishak Melech Mitzrayim al Yisroel, Shalayim, Shishak, the king of Mitzrayim, comes against Yerushalayim. Ayikas, Otzos Beis Hashem, Otzos Beis HaMelech, Hakol Locha, and so forth and so on. In fact, it says in the Gemara Pesachim something which we have to learn. Omer Alexander, Shlosha Chozru L'Matahosa. There are three things which returned, and they did return to their original place where they were planted actually. Elohim, Yisrael, Keter Mitzrayim, Ksav Lucha. Strange Chazal, huh? Yisrael returns to their original place, the money of Mitzrayim, and Ksav Lucha. Yisrael, Nigla, the Bovel, Neshishik, on the Beit Imot. The goal is, first goal is, was in Bovel. First goal is in Bovel. Hashem Mitzvah sent them home to the mother's house. We came from that neighborhood. That's where we came from. Yeah, Rome or Castamir came from a custom, so that's both. We came from there, so we were sent back there. Kesha Mitzrayim, Sim Vahi, Vashon HaChamish, the Melech HaChavon, Shishak, Vahi, Otsu Beis Hashem, Kakol Loka. All the money that the Jewish people took from Mitzrayim, by Nachlas Mitzrayim, what was done with that? It was done, it was made used for the Beis HaMikdash and so forth. And the wealth that Shishak took back from Yerushalayim more or less was a return of the money the Jewish people took away from Mitzrayim. Shaka Luchos, the writing on the Luchos, received by Shakrein Le'enei. I broke the Luchos in front of your eyes. The price is that Luchos were only the Luchos were broken. And the letters flew back to the Shemaim. They flew back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, The oysters came from a disposal and went back. So this message has a very deep meaning, but we, I just want to mention it in connection with what we have just learned. Yeah. I do not know. Nobody doesn't say. Maybe put a museum. But he says he took the chair. The kisi, which was more precious than everything else, but he could sit on it with us. Something interesting to read. The Melech HaChavim was scared to death for two things. First of all, here he had shown that he's absolutely impotent to defend himself. There was no fool, no fighting. If Melech Mitzrayim comes with an overwhelming force and he just goes into it, no defense, nothing, takes all the money, takes everything, has no fight, no battle, walks out with it, no retaliation, so he's now scared. And he's not protected. Secondly, he knows that the Chavim, Yerovam, that was the Roman was still the king. It was only in the fifth year of his reign. Yerovam wants to, maybe, since he's very jealous of him, and he may come, may have him assassinated, or may take over the Hamikdash. So when he's in his own palace, he is protected by his bodyguard. But how about when he is in the Beis Hamikdash? He has to go to the Beis Hamikdash unprotected. So he has to have protection. And what is the protection? He has bodyguard. So he makes the gold, the sheet of gold he doesn't have, he makes copper sheets that look like gold, a little bit, and makes copper sheets. So in order to show that instead of the gold shields, but the real purpose is that the bodyguard surrounds him with the shields, if anybody would be paid to shoot at him, an arrow or something, the bodyguard would protect him. It says, instead of the golden shields, he makes Magin and the Hoshes copper shields. He gave them in safekeeping to the leaders of the Rotem, the Rambam. These are the bodyguards. Hashomrim Pesha Beit HaMelech. Those in charge, they were called runners. Runners, because they were trained to run very fast, guarding the door of the king's palace. Now, he says, you keep these golden, these copper sheets. He gave Beit HaMelech Beit HaShem. Each time the Melech came in Beit HaMikdash, he saw the Rotem. The Rotem, the bodyguards had to carry the shield. They see him and saw the Rotem. When he went back, they put them back into a special chamber for the called Tor Rotem. That's where the headquarters of the bodyguard. They kept the shields in their headquarters. It was called Tor Rotem. So is it actually a small room? This is Tor Rotem. Now, it means he was afraid of going with the Mikdash without a very severe protection. Protection was that he had all the Rotem surrounding him with the shields. And these were, instead, Shlomo HaMelech had put the golden shields up in his palace. And so for display, to show that you don't need any protection. This is a time of Shalom, you have no enemies. And this was all gone. So he makes something similar, but he uses it for the opposite. Not that a sign of bitachon that you don't have to be afraid of anybody, but a sign of fear that he's afraid of everybody. So this was Rachamim, all other things from Rachamim, everything that he did, Alaim of the Suvim, Al Seifa Divrayomim, Mahiyu. So just as the Mahi Yisrael had their registrars that used to write all the details, the memoirs, the history of the diary of the king, so they did the same thing. There was a state of war between the Chavim and Yerovam all the days. Although the Novi had told them they shouldn't fight, That means they didn't go into the other people's country. But it was a state of war at the borders, constantly. Aishka Chavon Yimalosa. Chavon also went and then died. It means he lay down together with his Avosa. The same thing as we say Yehovah. He was buried with his fathers together in the city of Dovid. And he repeated again the name of his mother, the Nama Ammonish. In other words, that goes along with it. Vayimro Aviyom Beno Tachov, and his son Aviyom as the ruler instead of him. Son Aviyom, a son of Rehobom, and a son of Aviyom. You see that Rehobom had also a son, and was Aviyom, who died. But this is Aviyom, that's the son of Rehobom, who lived, and he becomes king now at the time when Rehobom, when he was, is still king. In other words, he had Rehobom died. Rehobom was to steal the king, and now the successor of the Rehobom is Aviyom, a grandson of Shlomo HaMelech, comes the king in Yehuda.
You said a few weeks ago that Rehobom was 42 when he started ruling.
I was 40. That's 41.
41.
That's the first one. That's the first one. The whole beginning. Yeah.
Does that mean Shlomo was only 11 when he was born?
No, 12 when he was a king. He had a child when he was. Shlomo was having 41, probably.
Was in the 18th year of the king of Yerovam ben Nevot, Aviyom ruled over Yehuda. In Divrei Hayom is called Avihu, or Aviyo. Here it's called Aviyom, but it's the same thing. So it's not exactly the 18th year, because actually Yerovam and Rehobom ruled for, it started at the same year. And since we learned that Rehobom lived for 17 years, so it was 17 years. So already the Mefarshim say it means the beginning of the 18th year. And the year starts in Nisan. So it was like this, that it could have been 17 years. If it started, let's say, shortly before Nisan, then the next Nisan is already year number 2. So it was year number 18, while in reality it's only 70 years that he ruled. So that's not a contradiction. Now, Shola Shoni Mola Broshaloi. He ruled 3 years. This again is not exactly so. We find from when we figure out the next one that that it was also Shola Shoni Mekutoar, means part of the first year, the whole second year, and part of the third year, so that's called 3 years. V'shem imo Macho Bas Avisholom. The name of his mother was Macho Bas Avisholom. Now, some say that Avisholom and Avsholom is the same. Could be. However, she was nothing that Avsholom could brag about. She was a Marshas, and a very wicked woman, which explains some of the things which follow. Vayelach b'chol chatos oviv asher oso lefun. And he went in all the sins of his fathers. That means in the tachei achatoim of his father Rehobom, which he did, lefunov before him. Now, first of all, we have not learned that Rechavim has done any averes. It's not mentioned here. It's mentioned in Dibur HaYomim. He's done averes. And we only learned here, Vayas Yehudo, in Pusik Chofes of the last chapter, Rechavim became king, and it says, Vayas Yehudo Hora Be'enei Hashem. Yehudo did the wrong. And, but in Dibur HaYomim says that this was not Yehuda alone, the people of Yehuda, but it was the king who was leading. So this is here, that's why it says he followed in Chatos Yehuda, Chatos Orv Asher Osa Lefonov, which he did before him. The word Lefonov is very difficult to understand. What's more difficult to understand is, it says, V'lahoya Levova Sholem Im Hashem Elakov, he laughed over it over. As if he does all kinds of averes, his heart was not as complete with Hashem Elokov as the heart of David Ovid. That's obviously Yahtzee. Are you like David HaMelech? He was not like exactly a David HaMelech. Well, once you say that you did Chatos Ovid, and then why do you have to say he was not like David? Now, the Alshech explains this like this. When we look at Dibur HaYomim, we find out that the first few years that he was not good. As long as his father was alive. That means Lefona. Chatas Ovid Asher Osa Lefona. That means in the presence of his father. When his father was alive, he followed his father and did the same averes that his father did in his presence. Once the father died, then he did teshuva. And we see from Dibur HaYomim, there was a war, a tremendous war, whereupon he humbled himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did teshuva. When he became about teshuva, but it wasn't about teshuva like David HaMelech. That's what it says. First, Asher Osa Lefonov, in the presence of his father, did the same averes as the father. But when the father didn't live anymore, this is our Alshech. Now it says, Kilman David Nosan Hashem Melakov Lo Nir Bishaloy. Hashem Esborah gave Hashem Melakov is an expression we have in connection with the Melech, Shein Olof Eila Hashem Melakov. We have a Nosi Yechato, say this is a Melech because of any of the mitzvahs, Hashem Elokov means somebody who has nobody above him but Hashem Elokov. So the man David, because of David, had Hashem Elokov gave him Nir Yerushalayim. That means he gave him a Nir in Yerushalayim, Lehokim is Beno Achrof, Hamid is Yerushalayim. That's referring actually to Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo HaMelech and Rechavim, so this was a near Yerushalayim. Now, the near, we have learned that already, expression, which could mean, like we say, Manoe Nirze, Manoe Nirze, that means it's a furrow. It says a person, a farmer, who plows his field, and he plows in one direction, and when he is all the way at the end of the field, is near. So the word near would mean like Hemshach. He gave him a continuity, because in other words, like a furrow means, and that's why they say near means malchus, means continuous malchus, a malchus which continues. It's a furrow that starts here, but it goes on a straight line. So in other words, for the sake of David HaMelech, Hashem gave the descendants of David HaMelech a straight line of malchus. The other explanation is the Metzuda says Nir is the same as Neir. Neir means a lamp. Lamp is again an expression of Malchus. Where is Malchus? Lehokim b'no Achok, Lehamit is Yerushalayim. That there are two things. First of all, that the children of David HaMelech, the descendants of David HaMelech, will remain on the throne of Israel. Secondly, the city of Yerushalayim, as the capital city which contains the Mokam HaMikdash and Mokam HaSanhedrin and so on, that city shall the main stand. Why? It says, Asha, also David is Hayosha B'nei Hashem. Since David has done Hayosha B'nei Hashem, Yavalasa Mikaul Asha Tzivo Kaulim Echayim. And he did not deviate from everything that Hashem had commanded him, Kaulim Echayim, all the days of his life. Rav Bidva Uriyo Hachiti, except because of Uriyo Hachiti. Now, we have learned already the same passage we had, except that one word was missing, and last time, where it says, we had learned the same thing, we spoke about it, that David HaMelech kept all the mitzvahs which he deviated Mikol Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu. We've explained that this is the koach of teshuvah, if you remember, that a koach of teshuvah makes a ayin yesh, that means once a person is doing teshuvah, the Mishkoch accepts the teshuvah, means the chet doesn't exist anymore. Here we find that twice already the process, it says that the chet doesn't exist. Once a person is doing teshuvah, and teshuvah removes the chet, and something which is the mala, min ha-briya, that's why we explained that the two was created Kodim Master Bereshit. It was only Ayin. And Shuva means it's returning back, which means it never happened. It never happened. So can you say, have a person? Sha'osa Dovid Sayosha Menei Hashem Asa Mikol Asa Tzivo Kol Yimei Chayim. It means a Tzadik Tomim Kol Yimei Chayim didn't deviate from anything he said. Well, the Chatoim, the whole Tanakh tells us that with the Melech, once you do tshuva, the chuppah doesn't exist. Ah, but here it mentions as one thing, the va uri yohachit. Doesn't talk about that sheva. Uri yohachiti, he sent him to the front with a letter, and it says in the letter, it says that, he should be put back in the heat of the battle, so then the people should withdraw and should get killed. So, this is the one thing. And it says he had the right to kill him, because he was Moses the Malchus, but he should have done it up his anedra. But that tricky way, I sent him a letter, sent him there, nobody should find out. So, he did the shuva on everything, so he did the shuva on that too. It says Beferish that was killed the heir of Bnei Amon, just as David HaMelech was not Nenish on Bnei Amon, so he's not Nenish on Uri Achiti. So what does it mean Uri Achiti? In order that Uri Achiti shall be forgiven, Uri Achiti has to be Mochel. Because it says Em Kippah is not Mochel. In Odom Lechavera, Ad Shiefai is Chavera. Urachiti has to be mochel on the chet. If he found out in the last minute that was a trick, he had to deliver a letter, and now they let him die. So this is, he says no. Because if he died, he couldn't be mochel. Since he died, he couldn't be mochel. So once you do teshuva, the Shmura takes the chet away. But you do a chet against somebody else, and the other person is not mochel. That was why he couldn't be mochel, because he was killed. So it did, in the moment, right before he was killed, he found out that was a trick that the Melech made him, and he had never a chance to be mochel. Maybe there was a man with a bank in Mechila, but he did the shuv on everything, the chet was removed. This is the pasuk, Rag Bidva Uri Achit. So we're going back to Rechavo, to Avion. And we say, Milchomo Hoiso Ben Rechavom Ben Yerobom Kol Yemei Chayim. All of a sudden we come to Rechavom. We're talking about Rechavom died, and his son Avio is the king. All of a sudden we have here in parentheses that there was a state of war Ben Rechavom and Yerobom Kol Yemei Chayim. That means, so Yitzchak Abravanel wants to say that Rechavam himself was a weakling. He was not a fighter. And he was attacked by Jeroboam's forces, the main fighting was done by his son Abiah. That's why he says, he's talking about what Abiah was doing. And while there was a Melchoma ben Rechamom ben Jeroboam, Kol Yimei Chayo, that was fought by Abiah. That's why it's mentioned here. But Yesa Divra Abiah, and all the other things he did besides fighting his father's wars. Kol Asha Oso, Alohem Suvim, Asefa Divra Yomim, Mach Yehuda, the special Sefer, which we don't have anymore. Sefer Divra Yom Mach Yehuda. Umilchomo Hoiso ben Abiyom ben Yerobim. And there was always a Milchomo between Abiyom and Yerobim. That means in a state of war, constantly skirmishes between Abiyom and Yerobim. Vayishkav Abiyom im Aroso, Vayikvo Oso b'Yadovi, Vayimloch Oso b'Nota. Also his son ruled under him. In other words, while Jeroboam ben Nevat, the great Chote of Machte, Sarabim, was king for a long time, for 22 years. In the meantime, he survived the Chavos, and he survived Abiyam. Abiyam was only 3 years king, not even entire 3 years. Ubishnas Esrim Jeroboam, all of a sudden it's Esrim. He was in the 20th year and it was 3 years. How did he get Esrim? It's always about how you figure the years. A year means year one, a king rules, starts to be a melech in Ador. That's his first year. That's one month. And then in Nisan, it's already year numbers in two. Now, in case if he dies, for argument's sake, in the middle of year number three, then the year number three of his is the year number one of the next king, because whatever is up to Ador, up to Nisan, is year number. That's how you get that in the 20th year is already comes what is it? The Roman minot Osa Aliyah. Now Osa was a tzaddik. Aborn ba'achas shonu mura b'shamayim. He ruled 41 years in Israel. You see, his father was 3 years in Israel. Grandfather was 70 years a Mela, and his great-grandfather Shlomo was 40 years a Mela, and here, David HaMelech also, he was 41. 41 years, Mela was alive. V'shem ima Macha Bas Avisholom. And we had heard that Macha Bas Avisholom was the mother of his father. It says, Shem ima Macha Bas Avisholom. Here, it was actually his grandfather, but she raised him. And since she raised him as a child, his mother died early, and she raised him, so she's called the Queen Mother. And she, in other words, she had a bad influence on his father, and she kept on having a very bad influence on him. In spite of that, Vayas Osa Yosha Be'ena Hashem Kedovid Ovid. That's very interesting. If you call her the Imo, then you may call Dovid Ovid. That means he's skipping. In other words, he did not do the averes of Shlomo and of Rechavam and of Aviyam. He goes right back to Dovid. That was obviously that criteria. Become like Dovid. He was like Yosha Me'ena Hashem, Dovid, in spite of his mother. In spite of his mother. Yeah, Gemara says in Shabbos about Uriah Achiti, that he says, the Moses and Shabbos, Ki me'aynes bei b'Dovid. When you look at Dovid's life, la mashkachas bei, you don't find bar mid'oriyo. You find no chetus left except the reed. That's what I explained. Because the chet could not be wiped out since ben olam u'chaveron, and there was no matilah possible because he died. Yeah. Now, vayaver hakdesh min'oros. The first thing that he removed the Gedeshim from the land. Now Gedeshim, we have here in Kosek, in Yudalit, it says, the Gam Kodesh Hoye Be'oretz. Kosek Kavdalit, Gam Kodesh Hoye Be'oretz, means sinus, immorality. This sinus is not necessarily the sinus between people who are not allowed to marry each other. It means Znus of people who are unmarried. But these are Gdeshim, Vayabaha Gdeshim in all. However, that means prostitutes. He removed them all, and there must have been men also who have done this. Not necessarily with other men. That you're not mechuyev to say. Men who were were ready for any woman, bimezan. So, and he removed them from the land. That means he drove them out from the land. Vayosha is called hagilulim, asher osa avosha. And all the gilulim, that means the abominations which his father had done, he removed. His fathers. That means not necessarily that they have done it. They are charged with responsibility. Since the king condones it, or the king doesn't do anything about it, he's not mocha, he is charged with it. So I said, osa avosa. Huh? About Sof, his brother. His father. Well, his father and his grandfather. Yeah, father and his grandfather. The Gamis Macho Imo, and his mother, quote unquote, his Macho Imo, she was also one of the abominations. He removed her, in other words, said, Yosa is called Hagiluri Vashosavosa, and you also, by Yosa is Macho Imo. He removed her. That means, how did he remove her? He didn't send her out of the land. Vaisireo Migviro. He removed her from her high position. She was a Gvira. Gvira means Gviro. Gvira Leero. High position. She was the queen's mother. She was given all the honors and the special seat and special covet as the mother queen, mother of the queen. That was called the queen, king's mother. Or it was the grandmother. The mother didn't live, so he was. She was a respected person. He removed her from a high post because Asher also saw Mifletzes L'Asher. Because she had made a Mifletzes for the Asher. Asher is a tree which you worship because you think it brings you good luck. Osher is good luck. The good luck tree you worship. And she made for the Asher a Mifletzes. Whatever that is, we find out what that is. Yichas also is miflatzto, also cut off the miflatzes that she made, by Yisrov, and he burned it, the Nahal Kidron, that is the Nahal, the river right next to Yerushalayim. That says Rashi, miflatzes is, Umbur Abbasenu, mafli letzenuso, that miflatzes means mafli, combination of mafli letzenusa. Mafli means extraordinary frivolity. Letzenus is frivolity. An extraordinary frivolity. What did she do? Kemina Zachus osa zolo. She made a picture of a Zachus, means a male Eva of a man. Vehi hoishenim Eves lo b'chol yom. She used that for make zenus with it. Artificial able. Now, but it says here he cut it off. So we find in ancient history called the so-called phallus worship. Mithraeus is phallus, the same word. The phallus. Phallus worship is a male member looking like an able of a man, erected able of a man, was made out of stone, and that the people believe that this brings them somebody has no children. This when you worship it. So she made it for the Asherah. And he cut it down. That means, that's the same word. The Russian Mifleit says, is the Shavuot is polatz. It's the same as phallus. This is called in English the phallus. So this is that. She made that. So by Yisrael, how did he burn it? It's made of stone. So he crushed it. It says he burned it. By Yisrael, Benach al-Kishon, state in Tosefte, Sorah ha-Mitzlevtes, maybe he burned it, Ve-Yishlech ho-Eva Benach al-Kidron. And the ashes he threw in the river Kidron, Ki avodah Sorah asur ba-Noah, because avodah Sorah is also ba-Noah, because somebody may use the Eva for purposes, other purposes, for benefiting himself. see through the Nahal Kidron, it should sink under. Nobody should have any hanok. There's a form of Avodah Zohar, and that's the it means Zachos also. Ah, there's only one thing. Habomos also. The Bomos did not disappear. Now, the Bomos are very difficult to disappear. The Bomos were permitted. Before the Semitish was built, the Bomos were permitted. Bomos are high places where people brought Kabonos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the time of David HaMelech, the Bomos were permitted. They had the Semitish was in Nob, and then the Shol, and then later was in Gibeon by David HaMelech, and then the Oren HaKodesh was not even in Gibeon. The Oren HaKodesh was in a special place in Yitzion. David HaMelech made a special place out of Yerias. So as long as there's no Besamikdash, the Yaman is permitted to have so many families used to have Bomos, where they used to bring Kabonos and Bomos. Now, as soon as the Besamikdash stopped, the Besamikdash was built, there was no Issa Bomos. And from then, from the Senkel HaKodesh,